We went hunting the other night, just me and Miguel, without a light. The moon was put in there so free, and I couldn't help but to make whoopee. Felt skinny. Wanted to love. Wanted to cut up, too. Oh, and neck a little, baby. I was walking ahead when I heard a snap, and there she lay in a big steel trap. She yelled aloud, she said, "I'm through," and then she started to twist and screw, squirming, twisting. Boy, you ought to seen that gal snatching and grabbing. She fell on a hill and started to roll. She couldn't stop to save her soul. Her ankles bruised, had a hole in her dress, had mud in her eyes and her knees and her chest, humped up in the back, clawing herself with her big toenail. Felt miserable. Bowed up. The silence broke the still of the night. She made a dive at me and she wanted to fight. She looked at me like a cat would mice, and her teeth was rattling like a pair of dice, throwing sevens and elevens. She wanted to crap too on the table. We started on, came to a bog to get across, had to walk along. She was halfway over when one foot slipped, and down in the mud, clean up to her hip, she fell. She had to be curried off, scrubbed, cleaned, rubbed off. Got her out and I dried her off, and then she started to sneeze and cough. Her eyes were bloodshot and her nose red, had mud in her shoes and a knot on her head. I mean a big knot, too. Wasn't no little pimple. Felt miserable. Wanted me to take her home. Dogs treed in the holler log. Down she squatted like a big bullfrog. With a handle nose, she grunted like a hog, and a pool cat sprayed her with a mist of fog. Had to bury her clothes. Put her in a barrel. Take her home that way. And oh boy, what an odor. Put rouge on her face and tied her to know she had brogan shoes and cotton hose. And her dress was made from flour sacks, for the name of the flour was stamped on her back in big letters. You stuff. All kinds of brand. It was cheap stuff. Holy. We started for home at the hour of 12. What happened to her was hard to tell. Her stockings down, her shoes unlaced, she said, "I come from a hunting race."